Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And have a great visit with our good friend, Josh Costell. Josh is a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success, also one of the King Biscuits over at JDC Energy Services. Did I say that right? JDC Energy Services.
You got it. Thanks, Jim.
And that's put a .com on that. You got the website?
Right. You can leave out Chattanooga, Tennessee after.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go, folks. Josh, next time you come, I want you to spend a little time telling us about that industry again. You've done that before, but next time you come, I want you to give us an update on where things are with your in that energy company that you got. But in the meantime, I want you to talk. Let's continue to talk about this interesting approach to business planning that you've hit on today, and that's having a career path for your small business, actually having a career path for the business, and realizing that if you're going to accomplish your career goals, if your business is, it's got to have certain skills, it's got to have certain components, certain stakeholders, certain capabilities. And one of those things that you're going to have to do, and this is something that small business owners are not good at. I'm sorry, folks, you're just not, and I'm not, and we all got to get better at it, and that's training. Talk to us about that, Josh.
Yeah. Jim, you couldn't have hit it right on the head. Is that training is the first casualty of any business?
Yep.
Not because it's easy to cut it out of your budget.
And just good times, bad times. It's the same thing. Good times, bad times. Right. Good times.
Right.
We don't have time to train. Well, obviously, we don't need to train. We're so smart. We're doing so well. And then when things get bad, we don't have time for training. We gotta survive.
Right. I think the challenge with training is that it's hard to understand what would be the tangible benefits of it. And
yeah,
that's why if you have a career path for yourself, for people that you're bringing on board, and you're saying that they want to get from one milestone in their career path to another, you have to look at what their experience is, and if there's deficiencies, what training would they require to get to those? Get to that milestone. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's where career paths can really highlight and make you think about how does training fit into the career path for myself, for the business, for people I hire. And if you have more confidence that training will supplement the career path, it's a lot easier to invest in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me talk about something that's not exactly a major training issue, but it's a major deal, and it's especially a big deal to me, and that is training your people how to connect with customers. Josh, this is something that's, in my opinion, an epidemic of people who don't train their employees how to put the company's best foot forward with customers. And one of the examples that I use, it's kind of a broken record for me, Josh, is saying no problem instead of thank you, or saying no problem instead of you're welcome, or it's my pleasure, or I'll take care of that right away. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Jim, when I looked at some of the things that you put in your book, and you talk about connecting as well as mine, when you talk to the customers or clients, the one thing I always tell my people is that we can be outsold, we can be outpriced, but what we can't let happen is we can't be out-sincered.
Yeah.
Right? Because, right, you know, that's the key I find is if the client, and, you know, you can call it building trust and counselor and trusted advisor and all that, but it's really teaching your people to be appreciative of your customers
And there was a time, Josh, when you and I were coming up, there was a time when you could presume that the new people coming in would get that on their own, but that's not the case anymore. You have to teach the people coming up now how to talk to customers. What do you think? I'm just trying to find one place where they can start their training. Go ahead. Wrap it up for us.
Well, you know, with young people, the one thing I know is they can text message with their customers. I get. They'll show me all the symbols.
Training.
But then you talk to them.
Training, folks. You've got to. That's a good place to start on the career path of your small business. MeasureMax.com. That's Josh's website. The business is JDC Energy Services. Hey, Josh, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim, and God bless. Enjoy the summer.
You too. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.